Jennifer Kinsey married Isabella Nicholson.
That's right. Isabella Nicholson was my grandaunt.
She was your grandaunt?
Yes.
Your grandaunt?
My grandaunt.
Yes.
Grandpa on my mother's side was a Nicholson. Kenan Nicholson.
Yes.
Kenan Nicholson.
Yes.
He was a brother of he was her, a brother of Ishmael Nicholson.
Yes.
Yes. Now, she married Kenan McKenzie.
Her parents was Murdo Nicholson. And a Catherine MacLeod.
That's right.
Her mother was Callaghan Halliard.
Catherine MacLeod, was she from Cremor?
She was from Calbost. She was Callaghan Halliard. That was Mary's great-grandmother.
Yes. That was Johnny Fernie's granny. John McKenzie's granny. Would that be John McKenzie?
Yes, John McKenzie's grandma.
Right.
That's right. And her father was Cunningham Moore from Calbost, 13 Calbost.
13? Wait a minute now. Wait a minute, 11 Calbost. 13 Calbost.
13 Calbost, aye.
Well, no. Since I can remember... In fact, I was born on 11 Calvost.
Were you? Uh-huh.
Yes, I was born on 11 Calvost.
Yes.
Grandpa Nicholson owned the croft of 11 Calvost.
Yes.
And they moved into Stornham. My parents were married in Glasgow.
Yes.
And after John was born, that's my brother with a naval uniform.
Oh, yes.
My
late
brother.
Yes.
Well, he was born in... He was our firstborn.
Yes.
He was born in Glasgow. But my mother was not well for quite a long time after he was born.
Yes.
And the doctors in Glasgow advised my father to move out of the city altogether and get back to the country.
Yes.
So at that time, my grandparents, Nicholson's, had moved into Stornoway. And the house in Calbus was vacant. Mm-hmm. And my parents came there with John as a baby.
Yes.
And I was born, Annabel and I and Philomere. These are my two sisters.
Yes.
Who are not here anymore. They're buried in the United States.
Yes.
That's Annabelle, the one older than me, to your right.
Yes.
And that's the one younger than me, Catherine.
Uh-huh.
She was younger than I. We had the one brother and three sisters.
Uh-huh. And the two sisters are in the States. They were in the States.
They were in the States.
Yes.
Annabelle went there when she was 16 years old.
Oh, well.
That's the one to your right.
Yes.
And the one to your left went there at 17.
Uh-huh.
Now, the one to the left there, she was only 2.5 when her mother died.
Oh, well. Uh-huh.
In fact, John was just 10. He was the oldest of us.
Yes.
Well, Kitty Mary, she was known as Kitty Mary. She was Catherine Mary, but she was always called Kitty Mary. Granny Nicholson took charge of her while we were all there until my father was discharged from the war.
Yes.
He was in the
1418. Yes.
And my father was on naval duty there.
Yes.
And the four of us, the four children, were moved to Granny Nicholson, Stornoway.
Yes.
And we were all there. Now, she was just 2.5 when my mother died, the one to the left there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Granny Nicholson took charge of her. For the rest of her day, she never left her.
Yes.
Well, from my father back, we came back with father here, too, with three of us. But she moved away from Stornoway. Auntie Kate was there. I don't know whether you had met her or not. Kate Peterson. I don't think so.
No.
Oh, well, she was living since you married.
Yes.
But Auntie Kate was there, and Katie Mary was there. Until she moved, my older sister, who's to the right there, took her away to the United States with her.
Oh, well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did she ever come back? Did she?
Kitty Mary didn't. No, Annabelle was back once or twice, but Kitty Mary never came back.
Yes.
They're both buried in the United States.
Yes.
I'm left alone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm the only one of the four left.
Uh-huh. Where about were they in the States?
They were... Boston and New York.
Yes.
My older sister was in Boston. She was nursing there.
Yes.
And Catherine was in New York.
Uh-huh.
In fact, she was in Washington for a while. She was in Washington for a number of years. And she moved into New York. She got married in there.
Yes.
It was the two of them then, they were buried in the United States.
Well, now going back to 13 Calbos, to Kinnochmore.
Yes, Kinnochmore. 13 Calbos.
Catherine Halliock's father.
Yes.
Now, just hang on a minute here, I'll show you a lot more information about him in here.
Kinnochmore. That was my great grandfather.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Now, here's Kinnochmore. 1780 to 1837.
Yes.
And he was married to Anna MacLeod from Trastahurlish.
That's right. Yes.
And this was their family. Mary, 1810. Mrs. Murderman MacLeod, 11 Cromore.
Who's got 11 Cromore? Wait a minute. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 Cromore. Yes, yes, that's right. The MacLeods, 11 Cromore.
Yes, yes, yes.
13 Cromore.
And then there was Norman, first tenant at 6 Calbost.
Yes, yes, wait a minute.
First tenant. Then there was Peggy, Mrs. Donald Mackenzie, 5
yes.
Cromore.
Yes, that's right.
Then there was Catherine, Mrs. Murder Nicholson. 11 Calbost.
Yeah, that Mrs. Murder Nicholson, that was my great-grandmother. Must have been my great-grandmother, that.
Yes.
Yes, I was born in 11 Calbost.
You were born in 11?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. My Shannon was there.
Yes.
Yes.
Then there's John. He was a joint tenant at 13. With his Mr.
And Pony, that's with right. Yes, and Pony. Yes. Excuse me, did you know him? Yes.
Oh, you see, here Mary talking about him.
Uh-huh.
And Donald, he was a subtenant at 13, and Neil.
Yes, Neil Moore.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, John, this is John Ian Hunnig.
That's right.
Married to Katrina Kennedy.
Yes.
Daughter of Donald Kennedy, 2 Calbost.
That's right.
Now, they had Donald, subtenant at 13 Calbost. Kenneth died young. Peggy, Mrs. Alec Kennedy, 17 Cromore.
17 Cromore. 18 is playing.
And then she was Mrs. D. Kennedy, 16 Cromore. She must have been married twice.
16 Cromore.
Then there was John, settled at 3 Calbost.
Yes, Anthony. That was Murder Kay's father.
Oh, that was Murder Kay's father.
That was Murder Kay's father.
Aye.
John MacLeod.
Then there was Ishbel died young. Then there was Alistair, a subtenant at 13.
Yes, Alistair Hooney and Taramadar Hooney. Do you know that Norman? I don't know if you would know these two ministers. He had two sons, and they're both ministers. Neil MacLeod, he was a Doctor of Divinity. Neil MacLeod and John MacLeod, well, they're not with us anymore. But Neil died in Sydney, Australia. He was a Doctor of Divinity. They were very bright boys,
yes,
these two.
Yes, they all seem to
oh,
be
very bright boys. Yes. And Neil had a charge in Sydney,
yes,
Australia.
Yes.
But he died some years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now, John, the oldest brother, he had a charge at Perth. He was a Free Church minister.
Yes, yes.
A charge at Perth. He had a charge at Perth.
Perth in Scotland.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Yes, yes. Yes, Perth in Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Then there's Roderick, married Effie MacLeod, 2 Port Voller.
Rory and Cooney.
Rory and
oh, well, yes,
right.
Rory and Cooney. I didn't know him,
uh-huh,
but I know that was a Rory.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, Donald, this is Donald's, married Peggy MacArthur.
Yes, Cromore.
Daughter of Burgharua MacArthur, 10 Cromore.
Yes, that's right.
Peggy
MacArthur.
Peggy, no, it should be Peggy MacLeod. She married Mrs. Angus MacKenzie, second wife.
12 Calbost. Yes, Peggy Owen Cornish.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know if you had met a Dr. MacKenzie. Oh, well, he's not with us anymore, but that Angus MacKenzie had two sons in the first marriage. He had no family with the second man. But there was two sons in the first marriage, and the oldest of the boys, Donald MacKenzie, became a doctor.
Yes.
We had him in Grabber for a number of years before he died.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Donald Mackenzie.
Kirsty met 1872 and Mrs. Montgomery.
Yes, yes.
And at Stornoway.
They went to Stornoway.
They went to Stornoway and murder was an infant.
In fact, she was married to a relation of my father's.
Yes. 11 Calburst. Yes. Murder Nicholson.
That's my uncle.
Your uncle.
Well, my great grandfather was Murder Nicholson. But I had an uncle of Murder Nicholson.
And was he married to Catherine MacLeod, daughter of Kenneth MacLeod?
No.
13 Calburst.
No, it must have been Murder Nicholson. That was my Shannon's father. Kenneth Nicholson's father. He was Queen of Ferruchy. So that Murder Nicholson must have been my great grandfather, really.
Yes, yes.
Yes, that's right, Ishbert.
Now, her parents were Catherine, Murder Nicholson.
Yes, yes, that was my great grandfather.
Yes.
Murder Nicholson.
And Catherine MacLeod.
Yes, that's
now,
right.
This is the family here.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth, settled 11.
Sixth Arbust,
yes.
She was a Macree. Was that sister or my Shannon?
They were my Shannon's
sisters.
That's all your Shannon's family.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Your Shannon being Kenneth.
Yes, that was my Shannon, Kenneth Nicholson. Yes.
Kenneth Nicholson, son of Murder Nicholson and Catherine MacLeod.
Yes. They were my grandparents.
Yes.
Now, Murder Nicholson was my great-grandfather.
Yes.
Yes. Kenneth was a son of Murder Nicholson.
That's right.
Yes, a son of Murder Nicholson.
Yes. Now, 11 Calburst here.
Yes.
We have Kenneth Nicholson and Katrina MacDonald. I wonder where are they here, Kenneth Nicholson.
Kenneth Nicholson. Comes from Harvest.
Wait a minute now. Uh-huh. I don't think I have them on that. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Nicholson and Katrina MacDonald.
They were my grandparents.
That was your grandparents?
Yes.
Murder was the son of Murder Nicholson, 11 Calburst.
That's right.
And Katrina MacDonald was the daughter of James MacDonald, 9 Harbour.
That's right.
Oh, would that be the mill crowd, MacDonald's?
That's the mill crowd, Seamus. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Seamus and my mother were first cousins.
Oh, well.
Oh, yes. Seamus MacDonald and my mother were first cousins.
Uh-huh.
Alistair Hamish and Tabas, Alistair MacDonald, was James's father.
Yes, yes.
And James and my mother were first cousins.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's their family here, Anna. This is John Kennedy, 2 Calburst.
Yes, that's right. Kennedy, 2 Calburst.
Was that any relation to the Kennedys in Sandwich? John Kennedy and the...
Oh, that's the man, John Kennedy. It was his father, John Kennedy. Johnny and Hood, we called him. John Kennedy that you had in Stornoway, the...
Palak. Yes, yes.
Him and I were first cousins.
Yes, yes.
Our mothers were sisters.
Yes, yes.
That was my Auntie Annie. And my mother was Christina. But John Kennedy and I were first cousins.
Yes, yes.
Palak. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, Palak himself.
Yes.
And yourself.
We're first cousins.
Yes, yes.
Our mothers were sisters.
Yes,
yes.
It was Donald, who was a bachelor.
Yes.
Murdo settled at 11 Calburst.
That was my Uncle Murdo.
Your Uncle Murdo.
Yes.
And your Auntie Ishbel, Mrs. John MacLeod, 8 Calburst.
That's right. That's right.
John was a bachelor.
John was a bachelor.
Miss Kirsty, Mrs. Alistair Mackenzie, 12 Calburst.
That was my father.
Well, that was your father.
And Kirsty was my mother.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes,
yes.
That was my father and mother.
Yes.
Yes.
Kenyuk settled in Glasgow.
Oh, that was Uncle Kenny.
Uncle Kenny,
he's married to a girl from Cowes. He was married to a girl from Cowes.
Yes, yes.
And he was a baker to trade.
Uh-huh. In Glasgow.
In Glasgow. Yes. He was with I can't remember. They were known in Glasgow well. But he was a baker there.
Yes, yes.
And, in fact, his daughter comes regularly to Marwick here. They bought a house across the road.
No
there,
well. Uh-huh.
Across the other side.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Christina.
And Annabella, she died in Glasgow, young.
Now, where is who was the Annabella? Was she in the family of...
Yes, she's on your...
That was my auntie, Annabella.
Your auntie, Annabella, yes.
Well, this sister of mine to the right is called after her.
Oh, well.
That was a sister of my mother, Annabella. Yes.
She died young.
Yes.
Young
she died of TB.
Oh, she died. Uh-huh. Then Mary was married in Grimsby.
That's right. Yes. That's Auntie Mary.
Yes.
Yes.
And Kate was a spinster in Stornoway.
Oh, yes, Auntie Kate.
Uh-huh.
Just hold on for both of them. There's Mary Nicholson. There's Auntie Mary.
That's Mary here now.
That's the Mary there.
Wait a minute now.
We were at it. Mary married in Grimsby. That, she's a lovely looking girl then. That's Auntie Mary. And the four of us, shortly, the week after Mother was buried. We were moved to Stornoway.
Because
my father was in the 1418. And Auntie Mary took charge of us. Now, this is the two sisters over there. There's Annabelle and there's... She was just 2.5.
Do
you see that doll there? When my father, when that ship came out of the Dardanelles, the captain of that ship sent a parcel off to every married man on board the ship. I remember the postman coming with a parcel. You know, we were children and parcels were something to us. And when it was opened, there was a doll for her. This is the doll here. And you know, John was at the thing, you know, where the doll could sleep. John was just 10, but he was at the doll. You know, the doll must be fascinated. Sleeping and going. And that's the doll in that picture.
When your father was in the Dardanelles, was he?
It was through the whole of the 1418. So this is Christina you're talking to. That's me when I was 5.5.
That's a lovely photo too, isn't it?
Well, do you know who took that photo? I never see anything like it now. MacLeod that was in Stornoway.
There
was a photographer of MacLeod, he's still there. Well, this is Annabelle, the one over there. And that's Catherine with her. And this is John, that naval man there. And this is Christina you're talking to.
That's interesting. That ties in with us here.
Yes, that's just you're talking to. And Auntie Mary, she's not there anymore. She was the one who married in Grimsby. In Grimsby.
What's written under there?
Auntie Mary.
That's written there.
The photograph was a way getting a copy of it. Do you know my nephew, Ian Alec? He's the headmaster of... he had this photograph in a Kokomo Urban Grammar. That's his photo there. I said, don't lose it because it means a lot to me. And it had been up in Grammar at the Kokomo, they had shown it there. It just came back last week. And that's John there, that naval photograph. He was just 10 there. And Annabelle was 8. And Christina was 5.5. And she was 2.5. My father was in the Dardanelles at the time. My mother had been buried for 2 months before he knew. He got the shock of his life. One of his eyes gave way. The sight, seeing that in the First World War murder, they didn't get mailed as they did in the last
one.
When they came back to Britain from the Dardanelles, there was a mail line for them there. But mother had been buried.
That's sad.
I wouldn't like to part with that photo. I think it's a lovely thing.
It's a lovely thing.
And Aunt Mary, which was a lovely looking girl. I treasure that photograph with my wee fat fingers. They had put my name on there. I think Annabelle had it up here.
The name is on the John.
John. And Aunt Kitty and Aunt Mary there. So...
It's good that the names are on it, because what happens, you see, that a lot of these old photos, the people I don't know who it is, they're of no interest to them. That was
Donald MacLeod.
Now, his father was John MacLeod.
That's right.
And John MacLeod was a brother of Callaghan Halliard.
That's it.
And his wife was Catherine Kennedy. Catherine Kennedy.
Four Marwick. Four Calvus, is it?
Either 11 and 2 Calvust.
11. That's right. There were MacLeods on 11. That's where I was born.
Was it?
I was born on number 11. That was my Shenna's Croft, number 11. My great grandfather had it, and my grandpa had it after him.
I was
born on number 11 Calvust.
I
think that outside door is.
Where are we here? This is the brother of Galleon Halliard. Now, there's Cunyach.
And Shenna. Cunyach. What's after? What comes
then
after?
Then Margaret after that.
Married Margaret.
Married Alec Kennedy, 17 Cremor, and Donald Kennedy, 23 Cremor.
They must have been the two brothers. 23 Cremor is Pivot of Mia Nash. Hales the Nash, 23 Cremor.
Uh-huh.
That's where our teacher came from, 23 Cremor.
Well, she married two Kennedys by the look of it, Margaret, anyway.
Probably.
Yes.
There's quite a number of Kennedys in Cremor.
And then John married a Mary Kennedy, 3 Calbost.
That's right, Mary Marie Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
That was Ian and Cunich. That's Murder Kay's father.
Oh, that's
that was Murder Kay's father and mother. That group captain. He was a group captain.
Yes, yes.
Well, that was his parents.
John was his father.
John was his father.
And Mary was his mother.
Mary his Kennedy father. Was his mother.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Isabella died young in infancy.
Yes.
Alec married Annabella Kennedy.
That's right. Annabella Gould. Many a swing I had in a straw with it.
Ah, well, uh-huh.
In Parables. They had two daughters. Well, she was, one of them was a year older than I, but she was a pal of mine.
Yes.
And the other one used to pal with my sister Annabelle, that one over there. But do you know there was a straw here? It was a thatched house.
Yes, yes.
And there was a straw right down here.
In the middle of the floor.
Oh, the fire was in the middle of the floor.
Yes,
when we were children.
Yes.
And you know, whenever we got out, whenever we got the old folk out, Joan and I put our foot in the straw there. Oh, I don't know how
the roof never came down.
Oh, I don't know.
Now, what have we got here? Family. That must have been the family of Annabelle, Alec and Annabelle. Mrs.
Mr. Yes, Bell.
And then there's Joan as well.
Yes, that was my father, Joan.
Oh, well.
Shornack. Yes. Uh-huh.
And then there's Norman.
Yes.
Married Anne MacLean from Gleesclay.
That's
family.
Right.
And then
yes.
He married Anne MacLeod, 13 Calbos.
That's it.
Needle Finney.
Caramadan Finney. Now, that's the father of these two ministers that I was talking about.
Oh, well. What was the two ministers' name again?
The Reverend Neil. Well, he's a doctor. He's a Dr. Neil MacLeod.
Yes, in Sydney.
He's died in Sydney.
Yes, yes.
And the Reverend John MacLeod of Perth.
Yes, yes.
The Reverend John MacLeod and Dr. Neil MacLeod.
Yes,
he was a doctor of divinity.
Yes, yes.
And Dr. Neil, they're sons of that man.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Dr. Neil and Reverend John.
Yes.
Well, the doctor, he was a reverend doctor. He was a doctor of divinity.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dr. Neil. Well, he'd be running in the same age as old John.
They're here.
Yes.
Family, Reverend John, Edinburgh.
That's right.
Reverend Neil, Australia.
That's it.
Anne married Frank G. McKenzie, Cures in Peru.
Oh, that's right, Annie. That was her sister. They had one
Annie,
sister.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Annie. Yes.
Now there's Robert.
Robert MacLeod of number three, is it?
Well, it doesn't say.
Oh, that yes, it will be Robert MacLeod of number three.
There's nothing very much about him. Then there's a Murdo.
Yes.
Married Catherine MacLeod, 13 Cremor.
Wait a minute now, 13 Cremor. First. I know. But they were on 13 Calvus.
Oh, maybe that's a mistake then.
He married Catherine, they were relations,
oh,
really.
Well, that would be them, all right. Maybe that's a mistake. That should be maybe Calbust, isn't it?
Oh, well, the one that I know was Calbust.
Oh, well,
13 Calbust.
That would be it, all right.
Uh-huh.
Now, he had a family, Kate, wasn't married. And then there was Roderick, married an Effie MacLeod to Port Waller.
Kate. She must have been in her teenage days, in her late teens.
Uh-huh.
Kate. And Roderick. I can't place him.
Now, it says here, Roderick, wait a minute, if you listen to this, he married Effie MacLeod, to Port Waller, the Croft passed a widow, Anne MacLeod, 13/2, whatever.
That must have been Rory and Cornish.
Then the Croft passed to Angus Finverson Diary.
That's right, Catherine MacLeod.
Married to Catherine, Neil Finney Moore.
He was married to Catherine. That was Angus Finlayson's diary.
Yes, yes.
And he was married to Katrina.
Neil Finney Moore.
Do you know, Katrina, Diary's wife, really, was a first cousin of her mother, really.
Yes, yes. It was that Peggy Diary's father.
That's right,
Angus.
Peggy Diary's father.
Frank and Rory.
And her mother was Katrina.
Oh, well, that would be Katrina, Neil Finney
Moore. That's it, that's yes, it. Yes. About 3 or 4
yes,
years.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And then there was Mary, married Murrough of Ann, Cromore.
Was the Mary from the Calvus family?
The Mary was no, this was, this must be the family of Roderick and Effie MacLeod Portvollar.
Oh, well, no, I don't know about their family at all. They had disappeared from Calvus before I came up.
Oh, no.
We, who were they on Crenich?
Mary was a daughter of Crenich Moore. Daughter of Crenich Moore of Cardaway and Anne MacLeod, daughter of Hurlish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Crenich Moore, that's Crenich Moore, that's wrong. That's Crenich Moore of Calvus.
Well, Crenich Moore was Calvus.
Yes, yes.
That was my great grandfather.
Oh, aye, that's right. That's, mm-hmm. that's wrong. Albert. Now, Neil Crenich Moore married Margaret Chisholm.
Yes, Graver.
The 29 Graver.
That's right. Neil Moore. Now, that was the grandfather of these two ministers that I'm talking about, of Dr. Neil and the Reverend John.
Well, Neil Crenich Moore was the grandfather, was he?
Crenich Moore was their. Even if I get hold of her. Annanette Moore was their mother. Neil Moore was the mother of these two ministers, Anne and Ed.
Yes, yes.
Now, the mother and father of these two men were first cousins.
Yes, yes.
The father was Neil, the Reverend Neil, Dr. Neil MacLeod was, and the Reverend John at Perth, they were brothers.
That was your great grandfather,
yes,
Moore, yes.
Yes.
Now their family was Anne, married Norman MacLeod.
Where did
Anne
he?
Anne Cunningham.
13 Calvus.
13 Calvus.
Good.
Yes.
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 At Plantation Road, Stornoway.
That's right. Uh huh.
Peggy married Murdoch MacDonald, 17 Limerway.
Yes. Murdoch Cunningham. Yes.
Catherine married Angus Findlayson Diary, 10 Calvus.
That's right.
Joan married Angus MacMillan Meat, 2 Orangey.
That's right. That's right. Uh huh.
Kirsty Maggie married Finlay MacDonald in Stornoway.
Oh yes, she married very late in life. She used to be. She had a house. She had a little place down on Point Street.
Yes. Yes.
And she married very late in life.
Uh huh.
She used to be at the fishing down there.
Yes.
Kirsty Maggie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we were at. She after mother's death. We were removed to Stornoway with our grandparents.
Yes.
And that's where I started my school.
Yes. Oh, well. Uh-huh.
I started my schooling there.
Yes, yes.
In the primary there.
Uh-huh.
In a little... I always go along there for a walk, past the Free Church Marks there, to see where I started my school in the little primary there.
Well, by the seminary?
By the seminary.
Yes, yes.
The little primary is in the ground. I don't know whether they use it now for teaching or not. I don't think so. I was asking you, I think they have it as a storeroom.
I think so, yes.
But
yes.
My childhood days started there.
Oh,
school.
Well, oh, well.
Yes.
Yes.
My childhood days started there.
Now,
I remember Mother the first day I went. He was awfully good with, he was the oldest of us.
Yes.
But he was awfully good with children. But I had no English.
Uh-huh.
I had Gaelic, but I had no English.
Yes.
And this girl, John, landed me safely in school. But this other girl was French. Her father was on a warship at the back of the lighthouse. It was stationed at the back of the lighthouse in Stornoway.
Uh-huh.
That was in 1914.
Yes, yes.
And
permanently stationed, was it?
It was stationed there at the time.
Yes, yes.
And this girl's father was on that ship.
Uh-huh.
And her mother had come all the way to Stornoway and they got rooms there.
Yes, yes.
And the girl started, she had French, I had Gaelic, and neither of us could understand one another. Do you know, I was thinking of the other night in my bed. She had French, I had Gaelic. But somewhere or other, we used to go and play peavey out of the manse door there, you know, on the pavement there, at the Free Church manse there. We used to, we'd get very pally, but somewhere or other we managed to pal along. She couldn't speak English, and I couldn't speak French. I was just 5 years old.
Yes.
I couldn't speak French, and she couldn't speak Gaelic. I had Gaelic, and she had French. And the teacher, you know, used to get a kick out of us, but somewhere or other we palled together.
Uh-huh.
and we shared our sweets, and we played TV there. But eventually, she learned quite a bit of English.
Yes.
Well, when you're young like that, your mind is more active.
Oh, yes, yes, you can.
She learned quite a bit of English. Oh, my good, very Polly. Her father's ship was at the back, it was stationed at the back of that lighthouse in Stornoway.
Yes, yes.
And the mother had rooms in the town there.
Uh-huh.
And I used to go to get my tea there with her.
Yes.
And then I took her up to Granny's stayed on number 9 by head, uh-huh. My grandparents. Yes. Just as I go into Stornoway and Murdo, I always have a look at number 9.
Yes, still there.
It's still there. We were on the top flat.
Yes, yes.
That jewellery shop is at the bottom.
Oh,
in the bottom.
Yes.
That's number 9 by head.
Yes, Jenner's jewellery.
I don't know who is it.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, every time I go in there on the bus to Stornoway, I always have a look at number 9, where I started my childhood days.
Yes, yes.
Now, we kept quite Polly because she learned quite a bit of English.
Yes.
See, when you're young, you get to
adapt. Oh, yes.
You can
adapt very easily. Uh-huh. Oh, this is 13 Calvers again. Neil MacLeod and Peggy Chisholm.
That's right. No more. Now, that's the grandfather of these two ministers that I'm talking about. The Reverend John and Dr. Neil.
Neil Moore's a grandfather.
Neil Moore was her grandfather. Yes.
Now, Peggy Chisholm. Daughter of John Chisholm, 29 Graver.
That's right.
That wouldn't
that be... That was the name of Peggy Diary, her granny's name. Peggy Diary.
Peggy Diary's granny.
It was Peggy Diary's granny.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, their family was John, who died young. Ian.
Ian Eyre.
Ian Eyre. Mrs. Norma MacLeod, 13 Calvust.
Yes.
Peggy, yes, Peggy. Mrs. Murdo MacDonald, 7 Lemerway.
That's right. Yes.
Kathleen, Mrs. Angus Findlayson, number
10.
That's
right. That's Peggy Diary's mother.
Oh, that's Peggy Diary's mother.
That's Peggy Diary's mother.
Joan, Mrs. Angus MacMillan, 2 Orosie.
That's right, Benavite.
Oh, that's Benavite.
Benavite.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Christina, we don't know anything about her there.
I don't know.
And then there's Kirsty Maggie, Mrs. Findlay MacDonald at Stornoway.
That's right, Kirsty Maggie. She died, she married late in life, and they lived down on the far end of Point Street. The sea end of Point Street.
Yes, yes.
Kirsty Maggie there, she married late in life.
Now, Norman MacLeod, the son of...
Of John MacLeod. The son of John...
No, this would be the...
Norman MacLeod.
Norman, Taramat Ian Finney.
Taramat Ian Finney.
Taramat Ian Finney, yes.
That's the father of these two ministers.
Well, that's the father of the two ministers.
Yes.
Oh, well.
The father of these, the Reverend Neil, Dr. Neil, really.
Oh, yes, we're coming up against them again.
Yes,
here, yes.
Uh-huh.
We must have duplicated that.
Yes.
The mother was actually Anna MacLeod from Briasclet. Yes, Anna, that's right.
From Briasclet?
Yes.
Norma MacLeod's wife, is it?
Wife, yes.
Uh-huh, it could be.
And then Robert died as an infant.
Yes, yes.
Robert John died as an infant.
Yes.
Anne MacLeod.
What's the tail end of her?
Second wife, 1871, daughter of Neil MacLeod, 13 Calgust.
Anna, that's the mother of the minister. Anna Nair. She's the daughter of... Was it of Neil MacLeod?
Oh, she must have been... Norman must have been married twice then, was he? Yes, yes, that's the way it's written here.
That's it.
Ah, he was married twice. The second wife was Anne MacLeod, daughter of Neil MacLeod, 13 Calvert.
That's it.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
So they had... She was the mother of the minister.
She was the mother of the minister.
There's John, Minister of Religion, Edinburgh.
Yes.
And Neil, Minister of Religion, Australia.
Yes.
Sydney.
That's Dr. Neil.
Sydney.
That's Dr. Neil.
Yes. Dr. Neil.
Yes. He was a doctor of divinity. Yes.
And Anna, Mrs. Mackenzie.
Yes, yes.
Peruvian.
That's right, Peruvian.
Yes, yes, Stornoway.
Uh-huh, Stornoway.
Then Norman's family moved to Plantation Road, Stornoway.
That's it. Okay, you need to be with me for a week.
Oh, indeed. Well, uh-huh. I think that's some of the stuff we went over before.
Yes.
The 13 Calvust. Aye, this is again. Murata Ian Hennies, Hennies. Murder MacLeod.
That's where we were for you.
Married Katrina MacLeod.
That's right, he had one daughter, Kate.
Kate, yes. Yes. Spencer died in middle age.
Yes, she died in middle age.
Where did she die?
She died in Calvert.
She died in Calvert, yes. Then Angus Findlayson.
That's Diary.
That's Diary, yes. Uh-huh. A nurse girl.
Married Catherine MacLeod.
Married, oh, that's married.
Oh, yes.
Then there was Nellie. Spinster died early.
What was her name?
Nellie. It must have been Peggy's, must have had a sister, Nellie.
Oh, well, I can't remember. I never
presume. Died young.
Uh huh.
Roderick the Bachelor.
Yes.
Thrawler.
Oh, no, I'm at Nellie. She didn't die young at all.
Didn't she?
No.
She died
oh,
early.
She died in, she must have been in her 30s.
Was it? Uh-huh.
Nellie, she was unmarried.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And Roderick, that's for the diary. You know, that's for the diary.
I remember Roderick. He's come over to Crossford.
Oh, yes, for the diary.
Yes.
Well, they were...
Is he still alive, Roderick?
Oh, no.
He's not.
No, he died in Inverness.
Yes.
He died in Cruden.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Chonach, Joan.
Well, she was married in Stornoway, but she's not there anymore.
No, I don't remember her. She's come into her house.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Peggy Diary.
Yes, and none of them alive.
None of them alive at all. Yes.
That's Angus Grabber that you're talking about. Did you tell me that Murder Nicholson?
No, it's a Donald Nicholson I'm talking about here.
Yes.
The father of Murder Nicholson.
Oh, they're a wee back.
Yes, they're kind of way back, 1774.
Yes. Oh, they're great, great ones.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes, yes.
But they're the same Nicholson as my mother.
Yes, yes.
My mother was of that
Nicholson in Crosspost.
Nicholson in Calvust.
Yes, but the Reverend Nicholson in
yes, yes, the same people.
Yes,
they're my mother's people.
Yes.
He's from Grabber, really.
Oh, he's from Grabber.
Oh, yes, he belongs to Grabber.
Yes, yes.
He married to a Crosspost girl.
Yes, yes.
That's how he's over there. He was at Barbers and they retired back to Crosspost.
That's right, yes,
but
yes.
The Reverend Kenneth Nicholson is our own people.
Yes,
he's,
yes.
He's from Grabber.
Yes.
His father was a John Nicholson.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's going back quite a wee bit.
Uh-huh.
But the book, The Men of Lewis, there's quite a big story about him.
Is that about...
About Donald Nicholson, the father of Murdo.
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh. I'm sure there is.
Yes, I have. At least Mary had the book there.
Oh, she was interested in these
things.
He was a great person.
Yes.
He was really interested. He had the history of people in Johnny Hoynick.
Yes.
I used to enjoy a crack with him. Him and my mother were first cousins.
Now, there's this Donald Nicholson again. Hey, where are we here?
He was at Grabber.
Donald Nicholson was at 5 Grabber, married to Anne Mackenzie.
That's right.
John Mackenzie and Isabel Monroe.
John Mackenzie.
Daughter of John Mackenzie and Isabel Monroe.
Uh-huh.
Now,
I'll
give you their... This is coming up a wee bit nearer their family.
Uh-huh.
But it's still going back a long way. John, 1811, settled at 32 Grabber.
Yes, that's where... See, that John Nicholson at 32 Grabber was the father of Dr. Murdo Nicholson, who was across... He was in the United States somewhere.
Yes, yes.
Dr. Murdo Nicholson.
Uh-huh.
A brother of the Reverend Kenneth Nicholson in Crosspost. His oldest brother was a very up-to-date doctor. He was a great scholar, that one.
I don't think that was... 1811 he was born, this fellow.
1811?
This John.
Oh, the doctor was a Murdo. Murdo Nicholson.
He'd be a son of John then, was he?
A son of John.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
well, he was a brother of the Reverend Crosspost.
Yes, yes.
The Reverend Kenneth Crosspost. He was his oldest brother.
Yes,
Dr.
Yes.
Murdo Nicholson.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was a brilliant person, that
yes,
one.
Yes,
oh, these Nicholson's people, they were brilliant, really.
Yes.
Oh, very. They were brilliant. In fact, Mary's granny in Crosspost, in those days, Shawnee Craig's mother, she was a brilliant woman, that woman.
Yes.
She was famous.
Yeah.
She was brilliant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They didn't have the opportunity to speak for
them. Was that Bell?
That's right,
yes,
Bell.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes. Now, this Murdo settled at 11 Calvust.
That was my Uncle Murdo.
That was your Uncle Murdo?
Yes. He's the father of the Reverend Donald Nicholson that is there in the meantime. Murdo Nicholson was lost on the Oliver Crown in the 1418 War. That was my mother's brother.
Yes, yes.
where he was lost in the 1418 on the Oliver Crown.
Yes, yes. Was that a merchant ship?
Oh, no, a warship.
A warship.
Uh-huh. Oh, a warship. It was with a navy.
Yes, yes.
And that's the Reverend Donald Nicholson, who is at present at Calvust. That's the son of his, one of the youngest boys.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, Murder Nicholas was married to an Nishville MacLeod. You'll know he is.
Oh, very well. Yes.
Well, that's my first cousin.
Yes, yes.
Our mothers were sisters.
Yes, yes.
Well, but Uncle Murder was lost just over in Lerwick.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Now, Kenneth settled at Seven Grabber.
Kenneth Nicholson.
Kenneth Nicholson, yes.
I wonder, is Kenneth Nicholson?
But this is 1818.
Seven Grabber. Oh, number six is MacCusker.
Oh, there's Catherine. Mrs. John Montgomery, 8 Lewerbust.
Yes, Catherine, 8 Lewerbust.
Yes.
Well, that was, do you know, that was a sister of Johnny Cooney.
Oh, aye, of course.
Well, a sister of Johnny Cooney.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's
yes.
It. She was married to a more than Ruedi.
Yes, yes. Dolina's. That'd be Dolina's mother.
That's Dolina's mother. Yes, that's yes. Her. Yes.
Yes. Then Kirsty, Mrs. Donald MacPhail, 19 Grabber.
Yes, yes. And upper 19 Grabber, that's where, I had never met her.
Uh-huh.
I had never met her, but I know she was there.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Margaret, Mrs. Donald MacCaskill, 26 Grabber.
Yes, yes.
Ishbel, Mrs. Callum Smith, 6 Grabber.
In Ulster Way. Number 6 Grabber, that's six the Grabber. Ulster Way.
Yes, yes.
But Ben Ulster Way was not our people. She was married to Alsa Smith. Is that what you have?
No, Ishbel. She was Mrs. Callum Smith. Ishbel was married to Callum Smith, 6 Grabber.
Ulster Hullahrui, Cullahrui, that would be. Number 6 Grabber, that's right. Yes, number 6 Grabber.
Yes.
But in my time, it was a son that I knew, Alistair.
Oh, to be a son, yes.
Oh, yes, but he was much older than I.
He was
in my father's days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, it says this Donald Nicholson here. Donald Nicholson was one of the 3 Grabber worthies mentioned in the book, The Men of Lewis, by the Reverend M.C. MacFarlane. Donald used to keep a Sabbath evening service as well as a midweek service regularly at Calbost.
Donald Nicholson? Oh,
yes.
Well, he wouldn't be there at my time.
Oh, no, but 1781.
But our people were, our Nicholsons were the older Nicholsons in Calvus.
Yes, yes.
They were the older Nicholsons there.
Yes,
yes. We could have done with a wee, can this?
Oh, indeed.
Uh-huh. Your friend would be fed up in that
car. Oh, no, he's bothered with what do you call it?
The
cramp in his leg.
It's horrible.
It's a terrible thing, yes. Uh-huh. Murder Mackenzie married Catherine MacDonald.
Where at?
Murder Mackenzie was from Oranje and 15 Crosspost.
Murder Mackenzie in Oranje? Never heard of Mackenzie in Oranje.
Mind you, that's going back to 1801.
Oh, yes.
Murder Mackenzie. Right.
Came from the Cremore area.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So this Murder Mackenzie was married to Catherine MacDonald in Oranje. Now the family was Peggy, married to Donald Mackenzie, 24 Crosspost.
24 Crosspost. Oh, well.
Is that all too stout?
Well, our...
Mackay Garnahine.
Garnahine, yes.
Garnahine, yeah.
Uh-huh.
John married to a Janet Martin, 21 Balallan, and 20 Crosspost.
Oh, well, I didn't know these people.
No, no.
Uh-huh.
Mary Duncan married to Mary Mackenzie, 26 Crosspost, and 7 Harbost.
26 Crosspost, that's where our people were. 26 Crosspost, uh-huh. Yes. In fact, my Shannon had a sister married there, Shannon Mackenzie.
Yes, yes.
Not from the Nicholson side. Yes. My father's aunt.
Yes, yes.
My father's aunt was 26 Crosspost. Well, Latrina.
That Mary Mackenzie must have been some relation then.
Probably.
Yes, yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Uh-huh. In the back of a sea or deed of it.
Yes.
Well, the postman signs it, and of course signed by the person in the office.
Yes.
And sometimes Angus wouldn't be in, he probably was away with a boat, fishing somewhere. He used to go right up to Calvus with a boat.
Yes.
And many a row I got for that, Mackenzie. Here was me putting Sea Mackenzie to the to the docket. And when he was balancing on Saturday night, he used to get up to the kitchen table there with by the fire. I thought, Christina, come here. I wonder if I should have put him down. I thought you've had enough of the Mackenzie. Why did you put Sea Mackenzie? Oh, I said, put it down for something else. It took me ages, you know, to get to put Sea McFarlane on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he used to get a kick out of that. Sea Mackenzie.
Yeah. Now,
are you still at Calvust?
Yes, I'm coming back.
What? Farther on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he used to get a kick out of that. Sea Mackenzie.
Yeah. Now,
are you still at Calvust?
Yes, I'm coming back.
What? Oh, be like
Family
that.
Ann.
That's right.
Married John Kennedy.
That's it. That was my aunt. She was an Ann Nicholson.
Ann Nicholson.
That's right. Felix's mother. That was my aunt.
Oh, yes. That's a family. That's on page 14. Ann.
Yes. Felix's mother.
The daughter of...
Kenan Nicholson. She was the daughter of Kenan Nicholson.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Married John Kennedy.
That's it. Number two.
To Calbus.
That's it. And Gouwick.
Family
Ann. Oh, I'm at home there.
John.
Yes.
Felix and Mrs. Hutchins in New York.
That's right, Catherine. And there was Margaret. She was Cathy Hutchison. In fact, something very strange would have happened there. Margaret Kennedy, I had an aunt, a sister of my father's, Catherine Mackenzie.
Yes.
She was married in New York. And she was married for years in New York. She was his sister, the person in the family after my father. My father was the oldest of the family.
Yes.
And there was a family of 10 there.
Yes. Yes.
And Auntie Catherine was the second person in the family. So she went off to the United States quite young. And she married a Mr. Logan.
Yes.
He was an English person. They were living in New York, but he was English. And she married Ernest Logan. In fact, I had them here for 2 weeks on holiday some years ago. And Katrina died. And Margaret Kennedy, Felix's sister. Do you follow this?
Yes.
Felix's sister had gone, she was nursing. She had gone across to the United States. She was high up in nursing, that girl.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, high up in nursing. She was really brilliant, that girl.
Yes.
Margaret Kennedy. And she got a post in this hospital in New York. And she met my own Auntie Annie. This was my father's younger sister.
Yes.
Who was in New York. They used to meet in a club.
Yes, yes.
And of course, when Auntie Annie heard she was related to Calvus, she got on to her at once. And she became very friendly with Auntie Annie. This was my father's younger sister.
Yes.
In New York. She became very friendly with Auntie Annie. And this particular evening they went to visit Uncle Ernest. Auntie Katrina died at that time.
Yes.
Believe it or not, he worked a friendship with Margaret Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they married.
No way.
She married Ernest Logan.
Yes.
And it was very strange. I was across there in the year I retired, 1978. Well, my two sisters were there at the time.
Yes.
They were in Boston, of course. They weren't in New York at all. Mm-hmm. They were in Boston. But Auntie Annie was still there, my father's sister.
Yes.
A younger, a lovely person she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying with Auntie Annie in New York, and Ernest Logan had died when I went across. But it was very strange that he married two Louis ladies.
Yes,
wasn't
yes.
it funny?
Well,
and we have no relation to one another, uh-huh. but... It was my Auntie Katrina was his first wife, and then my first cousin was Margaret Kennedy,
yeah,
sister of Pelak.
Yes, yes.
Pelak and I were first cousins. Our mothers were sisters.
Yeah, yes.
And it was very strange of Margaret. So Margaret had written me, they were he had never been to Lewes, although he was married to a Lewes girl. And Mark had wrote me from New York, and she said they were very, Ernest was very keen on coming up to Lewes to meet Auntie Katrina's people. Uh-huh. And I invited them. I had them here for a fortnight. I wrote back by email and told her to make the arrangements. And I had them here for a fortnight. And, well, my father had gone at that time, who was Auntie Katrina's oldest brother. But there were still two or three of our people left in Calbus, so
yes.
I invited them over here. We're quite a good keely here now. And it was strange that he should marry a first cousin of ours, a second wife.
Yes.
Oh, well, she's not there anymore. So she was a Catherine.
Yeah.
But she never kept in touch after the marriage, the second marriage came on. She never kept in touch with us.
Well, that happens.
But it was very strange that she should marry an aunt from my father's side, my father's sister.
Yes.
And then a first cousin of ours from my mother's side. It's really strange.
Yeah. Now, where are we here? This was Anne married John Kennedy to Calbus.
Donald
died 1932, not married. Murder married Ishbel MacLeod.
That's right.
Calbus.
That's the Reverend Donald Nicholson's father. That's my Uncle Murdo.
That murder's married Ishbel MacLeod.
That's right. That's Uncle Murdo.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's my Uncle Murdo.
So their family was John, Angus, Reverend Donald.
Yes.
Galina,
yes.
And Merdina.
Oh, well, I think there were seven of them.
There was
Galina at the beginning. Galina, John, Murdo, Ian, Kenneth, Donald, and Merdina. There were seven of them.
Yes.
Merdina was a wartime baby. We were fascinated with Merdina because there was no babies in the place at the time.
Oh, well, yes.
And we were fascinated with her.
Yes. Now, Ishbel married John MacLeod, 8 Calburst. That's
my Aunt Ishbel.
That's Isis.
That's right, Isis' mother.
Mother.
Yes.
Then there's Kirsty, married Alec McKenzie, 12 Calburst.
That's my mother.
That's your mother.
That's
yes.
my parents.
Your parents, yes.
Yes, that's
John, Annabelle, Mary, Christina.
Yeah, that's it.
That's McFarlane, post office, Marivit, yes. Oh, Mary has
that's
down
the one.
Here. Yes. John. Now, John.
That's
yes.
him there. That's the naval man there.
The naval man there, yes.
That's
yes.
him. He's not with us any longer.
No. He wasn't married.
Oh, he was married and had 9 of a family.
Oh, well, that's funny, that.
Perhaps you would know some. From Aberdeen for 23 years down there. And Christina McKenzie. Right, what so and so? Off it went.
Was this the school in Marivik?
In Marivik,
yes.
Manuscript's name of the school.
Yes, yes.
But our Annabelle was senior to me. She was ahead of me. And whenever she heard the headmaster ask, she said, "That girl be dead." I said, "Don't you worry about me. I've got the McKenzie memory."
Oh, well, you've got a good memory, all right. Uh-huh. No, well, see this one here.
It was really brilliant. Do you know when that Shire business came on?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I used to be scunnered a bit. The Shire business. Who arrived here but... what was the name of that?
Johnny Lux.
What was his name? Johnny and I went Pally. No, but Alec something.
Alec McCauley,
you're right. He arrived here for the Shire business. I said, "I'm going to retire tomorrow. I'm taking nothing to do with Shire or anything. I'm going off tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick of it." And he said, "I don't think so." But anyway, he started off. "Oh," I said, "I don't know what you're making all the fuss about. There's nothing to that." I was standing at his shoulder on the right, on his right hand. He was standing at the counter down there.
Yes.
See, the officers down here.
Yes, yes.
And I was standing on his right shoulder there, and he was at this jar of business. "So what are you making all the fuss about? There's nothing to that. There's nothing to it." But if it wasn't for my memory model, for all the attention I paid to my schooling, I'd have been a stereotype wall.
Yes, yes, yes.
But once I got it in here,
it
was there for keeps. Now, when I came to the office here, now I had never done work in that. The first cash account, well, my husband was living in, but the first cash account on a Saturday, it used to be on a Saturday then.
It was
moved on to a Friday. But it used to be on a Saturday in the beginning of the day. And oh, I thought the thing was, when I was hearing so much about a cash account, Donald McMillan used to make so much fuss, Donald McMillan Gravity.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I said to Angus, I said, I don't know what all the fuss was about. I'm sorry to it. And it don't bother at all. But I don't know my memories. Oh, but still quite good, really.
Yes, yes. The cash account was arithmetic more than anything, wasn't it?
Oh, well, you see, the Mackenzie's were the one famous for
yes.
that. That was the right point of the Mackenzie's.
Yes, yes.
The arithmetic point.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
They were really, I mean, putting all jokes aside.
Yes.
The arithmetic, that brother of mine, oh, he was special.
Yes, yes.
But that mental arithmetic, I could go through it like no bother at all.
Seems,
I had no bother at all. In fact, today, I could still go through
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
But I thought with all the fuss Donald McMillan made about that cash account, there's nothing to it. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit of fun, but Donald McMillan was making such a fuss. You know, I was left here quite unexpectedly. My husband went off quite.
Yes,
took in and went off quite the thing. Now, although I did counter work, I had never murdered in a cash account.
No.
He did all that on a Saturday. I had nothing to do with it. I used to check on stuff and that, but I never bothered with a cash account. But my first account, I could hold the cash book of the year before cash book, and I started off on that cash sheet you started off with the cash.
Yes.
That was the first thing. Started off with the cash, and I followed on the thing. And I got a page out of an old cash book and checked that account on the old page and wrote it to Edinburgh and all those. Bob's your
record.
He said, I don't know what's all the fuss about for you. But arithmetic was a point in the Mackenzie's world that was famous.
Oh, yes.
You know, Mackenzie's over here. In fact, my father, to the very last day, we used to tease him. What so and so? I don't know if you can understand this in Gaelic. Grash. Get out of my road, you crowd of. Oh, he thought he was something.
Okay? Yes.
But the Mackenzies that I'm off in Calvist, they were famous for their arithmetic.
Yes. You got learned from school, though, didn't you? The teacher should be hammering away at it.
Oh, hammering away, but she started off with me. We had before I moved on to the headmaster, we started off in the classroom. With a teacher. In fact, she was the daughter of the headmaster, Soul Care. But I think she was a useless teacher. Once we got on to the old man. But if it wasn't for my memory, memorizing it, walking these 2 miles from Calvus to Planisker, if it wasn't for that memory, I got that memory out of the Nicholsons.
Yes, yes.
These people had outstanding memories.
Yes, yes.
My Aunt Kate in Stornoway. To the day she died. Oh, mental arithmetic, she could go through just like a flash. Don't ask me any more questions. I made a trip to the left of my mind to go, and my father was living at that time. Well, he was worried, Steve, that when he heard I was going by air.
Oh, yes, yes.
Christina, that aircraft will finish you one day, I'm telling you. I used to cross to Glasgow and back. And I went off on my own, landed in Kennedy Airport. That's a huge place. And there was a gallery there with the people that were meeting their own people.
Yes.
A whole gallery with 3 or 4 seats in it. And I went forward. Oh, I watched. I saw a man with his 3 breasts out. Where I said, you'll probably be safe. And I went across to him and told him my plight. My sister was supposed to be there to meet me.
Yes, yes.
He said, right, he had this thing on his jacket and he put the message forward.
Yes.
Nobody answered. Well, he said, she can't be there. Well, I said, maybe she missed the bus or something. But anyway, he said, I'll put you on a safe taxi. Don't start worrying. I'll put you on a safe run. Mm-hmm. I was sick, Mother, with worry.
No wonder.
I was sick with worry and the tiredness of the journey. Six and a half hours on a trip.
Yeah.
And when I got to the flat, she wasn't in. She had gone to the airport and we missed one another.
Yes.
So...
You couldn't get in then, could you?
The girl down at the desk downstairs, well, they're different from our flats altogether. There's a desk downstairs there and the girl in the desk, she said, don't you worry, I'll let you in. We have a skeleton key.
Yeah.
So we went up on the lift. She was two stairs up and we went up on the lift and she opened the door for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I locked it. She said, you slip it from the other side. And I must have been there in there about probably nearly 40 minutes when I heard at the keyhole, are you in there, Christy? Oh, I said, if I heard your voice, I opened the door. I said, I nearly turned back on the chair to Glasgow. It was an experience.
Oh, it certainly would
in
be.
In a place like that.
Oh, yes.
Kennedy Airport in New York is like making an airport of the Island of Lewis.
Oh, yes.
And, but anyway, I wandered through and I was tired. I was as tired as a dog. But I wouldn't want to wish to live in New York if I were £1,000 for every minute. I would hate the place.
No,
it's a crazy place.
Yeah.
Now, but the city of Boston, where my older sister was, it's a lovely place.
Yes.
And I had an uncle there that I had never seen.
Oh, well,
I had never seen him.
Yes.
A brother of my father, and I was dying to see. Well, we had pictures of him in Grandpa's house in Calvist. But I had never met Uncle Roddy. And I was gasping to meet him.
Yes.
So Annabelle, my older sister, she was nursing in Boston. Well, we landed at Uncle Roddy's, but what was amusing me was Granny Mackenzie, my father's mother. Granny Mackenzie, he was a baker to trade. He had learned his trade in Kalmskirhanos.
Yes.
Well, there was three boys from Calvus who did the trade in Kalmskirhanos.
Yes.
And Uncle Roddy was one of them. So they went off to the United States after they finished the trade.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they built up a flourishing business there.
Yes.
Scotch bait, the bread over there is unusable.
Yes.
A Scotch shop with three Scotch bakers, they couldn't keep them going.
Yes.
And Granny Mackenzie, my father's mother, she forever pined about Uncle Roddy when we were little children like that. Every time we went in, I had very fair hair when I was a child.
Yeah.
I had very fair hair. And she always, when she washed my hair, well, we lost our mother when we were very young, but when Granny always washed my hair, she always repeated these words. But I wonder, would you understand this in Gaelic? How colour worthy you like Uncle Roddy.
Mm-hmm.
He had very fair hair to me, Uncle Roddy. He was a brother of my father.
Yes.
And every time, I never forgot that, she used to say, oh, how colour worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But she had never seen Roddy since he left for the United States.
Yes.
He had never. They started a business there and he got married there to a girl from Barbers.
Yes.
And he got married there and settled down and he had four daughters. But before I made that trip, I had one of his daughters here and a friend for a fortnight. They were across from Britain.
Yes.
But I was gasping to see what Uncle Roddy was like because Granny forever, when we were kids, do you know, she used to sit there and cry and talk about Uncle Roddy.
Yes.
I was wondering but if Uncle Roddy had met me on the street, I would have known him as my own father.
Yes.
They were like one another. Uh-huh. My father was much smaller than Uncle Roddy, but they were like in features.
Yes.
Well, when Annabelle rang the bell and Uncle Roddy's in Boston, Uncle Roddy came to the door, and Annabelle was, this was my sister. She was ahead of me, and whenever I walked in, he said, you know, he put his arms around me and he said, you're a born Mackenzie.
Yes.
I said, unfortunately. Oh, he cried his heart out. He hadn't been to Lewis, you know, since he left after the service trade with Kalmskirhanos.
Yes,
that's what I'm
thinking.
Yes,
of course.
Well, Uncle Roddy had made his trade there, and this other John MacLeod from Calvus. There was another fellow, there were three of them. So they went off to the United States, started a business there, and it flourished.
They couldn't
keep him immediately. Mm-hmm. They flourished. So he remained. He never crossed to Britain. Never crossed to Lewis anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one of his girls were here with me for a fortnight, and a friend. But to this lady from Barbados, she was a sister of the harbour master of Sonora. What was the name of the harbour master before John, before Mackay?
Finlayson.
Before Mackay.
Finlayson.
That's right.
Captain Finlayson.
That's it. Where my aunt, American aunt, was a Christina Finlayson. Uncle Gordy was married to her. That's it. Christina Finlayson. It's funny how we went into these things.
From Bragas.
From Barbados. Barbados. They belonged to Barbados. I was in a house in Barbados. I was over there at the Castle School. Yenye McKenzie. Tony McKenzie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's in a Castle School, as just as said. He's headmaster there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The good old McKenzie's.
John McKenzie.
Chaye McKenzie.
I don't know what John McKenzie is.
He's married to Fiona MacDonald, the singer.
That's right.
That's it.
I know John well.
Well, that's my nephew. That's his father there, the naval man there. That's
John.
John Lee. Yes. That was the year he graduated.
That's Kenny Barnes' brother.
That's Kenny Barnes' brother. A senior brother to Kenny Barnes. Kenny Barnes comes after him. I haven't seen him for ages. Gosh, what a Finlayson. Number 10, Calvus.
The story.
Oh, really? Is that right?
I
can hardly believe it.
Yes.
Oh, that was my grandaunt.
That was your grandaunt, yes.
Peggy. No. That was a sister of Kenneth Nicholson. Peggy Nicholson, she was. She married Donald Finlayson. Is that right?
That's right.
That's it.
Son of Angus 10 Calvost. Donald was the son of Angus 10
Calvost. That's right. That's it. Dolanish Callum. That's it. That's right.
Now, the family. Betsy.
Yes.
Died in middle age. One daughter, Kirsty.
That's right.
Died young in 1984.
That's right.
Memory. Died young in 1984.
1894. What date did you say she died, Devity? A Sunday morning she was critically ill, and the father was stressed to go away to church, and he sent me down to that house to make inquiries how she was. That was a granddad of mine that was after her, Auntie, that Peggy you were sitting. And when I got down, I was just a little girl at school, when I got down to the house, this lady was in her bed, but the granny was praying over her. I never forgot it.
Oh,
I was just a little girl, granny was praying over her, she was passing out. And I asked granny, I told granny my father had sent me, I was just a little school girl, I told granny that my father had sent me down before he left for grammar. And before I left the house, she had passed away. So I went back home. I had a bit of walking up the hill. I went back home, and my father met me in the door, and I said, Kirsty Beatty has died. So he put off his coat. He didn't go to grammar. And that's all I can remember. Now, my father's murder was back from the 1418 at that time. He was back from the 1418.
Oh, well, sir, that must have been wrong in that.
Kirsty Beatty didn't die about, did you say 18 something?
1894, but died in middle age. One daughter, Kirsty.
Yes, but the date of death is not right.
Maybe not.
Because my father was back from the war, that's what I remember. My father was back from the war. 18. I wasn't born then, Mother.
No, Angus Diary.
That's right.
1874. Married Katrina.
MacLeod.
Neil.
Katrina Neil. Yes, that's 13 right.
13 Calvert.
That's right. Yes.
Would that be one of Kenneth Moore?
That's Worthy Diary's parents.
Yes.
Worthy Diary's parents.
Parents. Oh, yes.
Worthy's parents.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's right. Now the family.
Yes.
The family was Peggy.
Yes.
Shonach, Mrs. Findlay.
That's right.
And Roderick, not married.
Roderick, not married. He died. He died as a bachelor.
Yes. Now, Roderick drowned at Bath.
Roderick?
Kirsty died young. Bill Moore married Mary MacLeod.
That's right, Calvert. Number six. Yes. Yes.
Peggy Tharamut.
Tokwini Haramut.
Aye, yes.
Yes.
Murdo, bachelor Calvust.
That's right.
That's the fellow in the photo.
That's the fellow in the photo.
That's the fellow in the photo, yes.
Yes, that's the fellow in the photo.
Uh-huh. Mary married Alexander McCree, 6 Harvest. Moved to Mary Hill, Stornoway. No issue.
Mary. She married McCree from Harvest.
6 Harvest. 1876.
Oh, that would be... I think there's a bit of a mix-up there.
Oh, that there will be.
Uh-huh.
There will be.
That Mary was not the daughter of Donald Finlayson at all. There was Spakety. There was only one daughter in Donald Finlayson's family of number 10 Calvust.
Yes, yes.
Spakety. And she was the mother of Cushty, that youngish one. Beatty. But I don't think there was any other women folk in that family. There was Diary and Murdo and Thor Moore and Beatty. Now, Cushty was a daughter of Beatty's. Beatty Finlayson.
Yeah,
that mother was unmarried.
Yes, yes.
And Cushty was her daughter. A lovely person. She was a person I was very fond of when I was a little girl. She's a lovely person. But I think there's a bit of a mix-up there.
No, there probably is. Uh-huh. A bit of a mix-up there. Now, Donald Kennedy married Margaret Mackenzie from Gravel. It doesn't say who.
What number?
There was no number, but the family might mean something to you. Oh, wait a minute now. This is on Mary's, on the mother's side. Christina from Mackenzie, 19 crosspost. 19
crosspost.
Anna married Murdo MacDonald, 41 Deerpost. Roderick married Shonach Brophy Haramut, Deerpost, it doesn't say. Rannish. Ishbel married Roderick MacLeod, the Carnish. Rannish. 41 Deerpost.
Oh, I don't know them at all, Murdo.
Norman Moore married Aina from Maravig.
Norman. Paramatrua. Aina from Maravig.
Hector married Ken Aina from Ranish. Donald died a prisoner of war. Kirsty married the Reverend MacFarlane Maravig.
Oh, that's near the Doi. That's the Alurbus family. Kirsty married the Reverend Alistair MacFarlane. Our next door neighbour here.
Yes, yes.
But... That Cushty, is it a Cushty there?
Cushty, yes.
That's it. Cushty really died from Lourdes, she was.
Yes, yes.
And her granny was Calvust. The granny was Calvust.
Ah, well, this is Cushty's family. Cushty's brothers and sisters. Cushty had a brother, Donald. He died a prisoner of war.
That's right, yes.
She had another brother, Hector.
Yes.
And Aina,
yes.
Rannies.
And she had a brother, Norman.
Norman Moore, married Aina from Maravich.
That's right, yes. No, yes. Number 18 up there.
Uh-huh.
Now we're making.
Ishbel married Roderick MacLeod, one of the Carnies from Ranish, and 41 Lourdes.
Ishbel. She married in Ranish. But in Roddy Doyle's family, Murdo, there was just the one daughter, Cushty, that married the Reverend Alistair MacFarlane.
Aye.
He's our neighbour here.
Yes,
he was our neighbour. He's not there anymore.
No.
Well... There was just one daughter in Ruddy Doyle's family. The granny was Calvust.
Yes, yes.
Cushty Ruddy Doyle's granny was Calvust, a sister of Cuyoch Aramut number 6, Cushty Aramut Cuyoch. And Cuyoch Aramut Cuyoch was in number 6.
Yes, yes.
Now, Cushty Aramut Cuyoch was married in Lourbust to Ruddy Doyle. Can't remember the number in Lourbust, but I know the house well.
Yes, yes.
And Tharamut Moore, Tharamut one of the sons there is married to a girl from number 18 here, Ina.
Yes, yes.
She belongs to Marivic, that girl. Number 18, away out on the other, on your road to Stornoway.
No, she's got here, the one that Ishba, the one that's married to the Roderick MacLeod, the Carneys. Her family was Kirsty, a John MacLean, a missionary in Durbust. Norman married Margaret MacDonald Bernera, who was drowned in 1939-45 war.
Oh.
Donald John.
Do you know that?
Verdina married Callum Nicholson, Grimshitter. Callum married Katrina MacLeod Wan Lewis.
Whose family is that, Mother?
That's Ishbel, this daughter of Donald Kennedy and Margaret Mackenzie from Glamour.
Oh, yes, but I've no trace of them.
No, that's going back an awful long way.
I have no trace of them.
1788.
Mm-hmm.
This is now family. Alex Smith, three Carbost.
Two Carbost.
Kenneth married. He was married twice. He was married to Catherine Mackenzie, 14 Marivic.
Yes, yes.
And Kirsty MacLeod, 1 Garibard.
Oh, yes.
Nian and Sadie. 14
Marivic. Perhaps you would know one of these boys. He's a headmaster in Clockton. Aleppo. Clockton, maybe. Robert Mackenzie.
Oh, he died recently. Well, a while ago.
That's it.
In Uppercross. Oh, I knew Robert. Very interesting. Well, he was teaching you, Robert.
Oh, he was my classmate in school.
Is that right?
And do you know this? Oh, he's a clever boy.
Oh, a clever
fellow. The first time we got algebra, oh, he was as clever as the daughter, Robert Mackenzie. And do you know, in my time in school, it wasn't chalkers we had slates.
Oh,
but Robert Mackenzie had two slates, and he used to sit in one of them. He was in the back seat. Darlene McKinnon and I were in the front seat. But Robert Mackenzie and Kenneth Kennedy from Calvust, they were both really brilliant scholars. But they were in the back seat. But the first time we got geometry, our heads were all mixed up. The headmaster went through the classroom into the dwelling place. His dwelling house was attached to the school.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert Mackenzie had got the other slate and put the whole thing on the slate and pushed it under the seat until it got to Dalina the Carmichael and I. And we, quick enough, we put it down on our own slates. Sir Kerr was the headmaster. He was a Aberdeen fellow. He was over there. He was down there for 20-odd years.
Kerr?
William Kerr.
William Kerr.
William Kerr was my headmaster in school. And I think he used to go to theatre to get a drama or something, but he always went a walk into the through the classroom into the dwelling place. And we had all this mother all on our slates. We didn't have chalkers at that time. Oh, we talk about it. Right. Robert Mackenzie was in the back seat and Kenneth Kennedy, but Kenneth Kennedy wouldn't show you anything. But Robert was a good classmate. Mm-hmm. And the headmaster came in onto the blackboard out of the door on the floor. Last number 6 out to the floor, and we went away. Oh, we thought we were it, though, with all this on our slate. Sir Kerr started on the blackboard, right? Robert was at it, you know, he was like the water. And Christina Mackenzie, where did you get all that stuff on your slate? And Delina McKinnon, when I go out of this room tomorrow, there's one going down to that corner and the other to the other corner. And Robert Mackenzie, you're going out to the porch.
Wait a minute. Just recapping on this. Is Kenneth married to Katrina Mackenzie, 14 Marivic?
14 Marivic. That's Robert's home. 14 Marivic.
It was Kenneth. Was that his parents?
Charles was his parent. Sharasian, they called him. George Mackenzie was his baron. And his mother was Mary Mackenzie.
So who is this Kenneth, married to Catherine Mackenzie, 14 Marivic, his first wife, and then Kirsty MacLeod, 1 Garibard, Nian Sager?
I wonder if there's another tenant on 14 Marivic. That's the Mackenzie's number 14.
So the 14 was Robert's?
Yes, that was Robert Smithley's number 14. Yes. Robert Mackenzie's.
Oh, he was a great character, Robert. I used to see him in Applecross.
Oh, he was that good. He was our classmate, Robert. Yes. Do you know he used to call a missed family that moved from number 14? That's an unmarried sister, she was at Christie. But they moved from number 14 to Newmarket.
Yes.
Her
yes,
and
yes.
George Mackenzie. Oh, they were brilliant. George, that was an older brother. But he was a brilliant scholar, that George Mackenzie. He's not there anymore. Now, Charles Mackenzie, an older brother, remained in the original home at number 14. That was a new Board of Agriculture House. The yes, first yes. Board of Agriculture House was built here.
On the left-hand side there.
Uh-huh. Well, the house in Marwick on number 14 was the first Board of Agriculture house that was built here. But he wasn't really, I wouldn't say he was 100% mentally
right, right. Yes, yes.
Charles Mackenzie, but he remained in the original home across the road here, number 14.
Yes, yes. Now, the family here, or Anne, married Alex Smith, 3 Calvost.
Should be 5 Calvost.
5 Calvost.
Yes, there was no Smiths on number 3.
Oh, well.
There were on number 5.
Yes. Isabella married Don MacLeod, 13 Calvost, and 23 Marabig.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that one is. That's right. That one is all right. But there's no the Smiths and Calvost are on number 5.
Was that Callum Rua?
Callum Rua was one of the Smiths.
In 5 Calvost.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes
my
yes.
Grandmother Mackenzie was a Smith. Grandmother Mackenzie on my own side.
Yes, yes.
Granny Mackenzie, my father's mother, she was a Cushy Smith from five
yes.
Calvost.
So you're related to the Tiddies, are you?
Related to?
The Tiddies, Mackenzie's.
Oh, yes. Oh, they're Calvost.
Yes, yes, yes.
They were, my father and them were second cousins.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The butchers. Yes.
Angus
Mackenzie, the father of these men, came from Calvost.
Yes, yes.
He's a brother of my Shenath. My Shenath and Angus were 2 brothers.
Oh, is that so? Yes. Yes, yes.
My Shenath from my father's side.
Yes, yes.
Donald Mackenzie was my Shenath.
Yes, yes.
But they were brothers. Yes.
Yes. Isabella married Donald MacLeod, 13 Calvost.
That's right. Right. Yes.
So Alec married Flora McKinnon, Addie Flory.
Flora McKinnon.
Neil Hallam. Taramid, 6 Caverster.
Oh, that's it, because there was no McKinnons in our village. They were in Caverster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Murdo married Mary Mackenzie from Carloway.
That's right, uh-huh.
Tenant at number 3 Calvost. Murdo, she was a tenant at number 3 Calvost.
Kenneth MacLeod.
No, Murdo.
Murdo MacLeod.
Uh-huh, yes.
Well, of course, Murder Kay came from 3 Calvost.
Aye, well, she's next on the list here. Reverend Murder Kay's
mother,
Mary.
That's it. Murder McKay, that was a brilliant scholar, Murder Kay. He's a brilliant, he was brilliant, that boy.
Yes.
He was from 3 Calvost, and John MacLeod was his father. Murder Kennedy MacLeod.
Reverend Murder Kay's mother, Mary.
That's it.
Kennedy married John MacLeod, 13 Calvost.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, that's 13 Calvost, by God, the same buffers come out of the air, all right, eh?
Uh-huh.
John, 1816, died young. Dougal, subtenant at 28 Calvost, married twice. Annabel Nicholson, 10 Graver, no issue. And Margaret Nicholson, Keshe.
No, that's our Nicholson's from Graver. That was my mother's people.
There was
a shoemaker there, number 2,
yes.
Donald Kennedy.
Well, his Dougal's family was John, married Anne Nicholson, 11 Calvost, and then they went to Stornoway.
That's right. That's pale experience.
Oh, that's a pale experience.
That's pale experience.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Annabel married Alec MacLeod, 13 Calvost.
That's right.
And Donald married Catherine Mackay, 29 Graver.
That's right.
Ian Kirsty, Ian Chisholm.
That's right.
Now, is that any of the Chisholms that's a...
Oh, yes, the Chisholms in Stornoway.
Kirsty Morrison. Kirsty, she's a... that's not the...
There's Chisholms in you know, did you know Callum Chisholm in Stornoway? Callum Chisholm.
Sandstreet.
Callum Chisholm. It was a Laxton.
Sandstreet.
Sandry.
Sandstreet.
That's right.
About
Callum Chisholm. Well, he was from Grever originally. Yes, yes.
Aye.
An elder in the church.
Yes, Callum Chisholm. Callum and Callum and Swinney. And there was another brother in Limerick we married. And a Swinney. And, oh well, I knew the families well. I knew their families well.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Godric married Chesma Quill in 17 Crosspost.
What was the name of the Crosspost one?
Godric.
Yes.
Married Jesse McMullen, 17 Crosspost.
Yes, yes.
Godric was a subtenant at 2A Crosspost. Uh-huh. We're at the far end.
Yes.
Murdo, a side year, married Anne McKenzie, 26 Crosspost.
Oh, Murdo was a Calvus man.
Was he?
Yes, Murdo Kennedy.
Yes, yes.
He was on 14 Calvust, and he married Anne Sachstown Amachwini Calviston, Anne McKenzie of 26 Crosspost.
Yes.
That right?
Yes, yes.
Anne McKenzie of 26 Crosspost.
And 14 Calvust.
At 14 Calvust. Now, in fact, they were the first to have a bereavement from a last war. They lost a son there, a Murdo Kennedy.
Yes, yes. Yes. Catherine married Neil MacLeod, 13 Calvust.
Yes, yes.
And their family was Seanach, Benavid.
Benavid.
Annie married Murdo Ian Honey, Plantation.
That's right.
The family had two sons ministers.
Yes.
Daughter married Frank McKenzie,
Pure. Yes, yes, that's right.
That's the Peruvians.
That's the Peruvians.
Murdo, is it, you know Anne's brother?
Two
girls, Ethel, Mrs. MacDonald, and Katrina, Mrs. Hamilton, Stornoway.
Oh, well, of course, I didn't know the girls, but I knew that.
Ethel was married to my brother-in-law.
That's right. Aye. Now, I have a quick...
Telephone wires.
Oh, well, I've forgotten all about the telephone wires now.
It's about time it went automatic.
Catherine married Angus Findlayson, 10 Calvust.
Yes.
And their family was Nailach.
Nailach, yes.
Peggy.
That's right, Seanach.
And Roderick.
That's right.
That's not. Is that Piggy Diary?
Piggy Diary, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That was Diary. That was Diary's family.
Oh, Diary's family.
Diary was. That's the nickname of her father.
Of course, Mrs. Finlay.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Not MacLeod Road, but the other. Alistair. At Cremore, married Smith, 24, Cremore. The Goa.
24 Cremore. I used to have the Cremore telegram before they were done telegrams when I was in the office.
This is
24 Cremore was up Alistair. It was up at the back of the hill there, 24 Cremore. I'll finish with Rookie.
Married in 1836, that's going back a little bit.
Uh huh.
1836.
Years ago.
Now here we have. Now is this? Wait a minute. We'll see if this can bore your people here. No, this is. I don't know if this is of much interest.
You're finished with Calvus and Marivic.
Aye, but you might know some of this crowd. This comes down to. This is some of Bart's crowds, I think. Aye, Bart's. Roddy MacLeod married Barbara MacLeod, his first wife, and then he married. C. Findlayson Calvust was his second wife. Now, their family...
Jean Findlayson. What did you say her Christian name was?
Roddy MacLeod married Barbara MacLeod, and he married... It's just C. Findlayson, it says. Calvust was his second wife.
Yeah, yes.
And their family was Mary MacLeod, 28 Cremore.
That's right. She's a retired teacher, that girl.
Uh-huh.
She was teaching.
Yes. Uh-huh. Roderick MacLeod.
Yes. Roddy Alec.
Catherine MacLeod.
Yes.
Ishbel MacLeod.
Yes.
And Mary MacLeod married Alec McKenzie. And their family was Barbara, Peggy, Alec, Ian, Kenneth, Kirsty, and Mary.
Yes, yes.
Now... Barbara married John McKenzie, 28 Rosspost. That's
Johnny Finney.
That's Johnny Finney, yes.
Uh-huh. That was your father-in-law.
That's my father-in-law. Yes. That's all their family. Peggy. Yes. Stalker, Marine Brody Ferry.
Uh-huh.
Alec married A. Murray from North Tolster.
Yes.
Ian married Kenina McLean from Lewerbost.
Yes.
Kenneth married Marina Morrison from Grinchedder.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And Kirsty died young at 18, and Mary died 30. That was younger ones.
Yes.
Now, Roderick, this is...
MacLeod.
Must be from the second wife.
Oh, probably.
Married Catherine MacArthur Cremor, Bart's grandfather.
That's it. Roderick MacLeod.
And they had Ian... Bart's, I don't know what, Christina, Catherine MacLeod, and Isper MacLeod.
Mm-hmm.
Bob died. Barbara and Seaforth Road. In fact, I don't know if she's still alive or not.
I don't think
that was
so.
Bart's,
that would be number two, Cremor.
That was Bart's...
What number was it in Cremor?
Auntie, who actually brought them up, I think.
Uh-huh.
Murder was thrown on Colin in Morrison Avenue. Colin, you know, you're an old Colin Bart's uncle.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you knew him. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. Well, a good dram.
Colin Oak. Colin, he's a wee fellow, he's a docker.
I think he was a docker, Chucky, aye.
So was that?
Are you Stornoway? Yeah.
Laxdale.
Usually. Catherine married Robert Montgomery, Ranish and Cremor, Margaret Dean's grandmother.
Yes, uh-huh.
And Ishbel married John McKenzie, six or more.
That's Sniddy.
Sniddy, right.
Yes. But after the end
Barbara, my family was Barbara, John, William, Seanach.
Yes, yes.
Moore, Alistair and
Bellan
and Peggy.
Okay, I knew that family.
Is that the Sniddy?